The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to AP McCoy's Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to the best of the action at Carlisle today. AP has six rides there and you need six winners to get to 4,000. My name is Alex Dunn and as I mentioned, I'm joined by AP McCoy. Morning AP, how's things?
Good morning, good thanks. Alex, good.
A good day for you yesterday at Wetherby, obviously. Two winners on Gone Too Far and more of that, and certainly you must have enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was a good day. I'd have been very happy if you have two winners any day. So it was nice to have them yesterday. The horses ran okay. You know, a few of them, were a bit disappointing. Beneficial was a bit disappointing on the ground. He probably didn't really get home and over the trip as well. So, but I said it's nice to have two winners, and I look forward to today.
And certainly also nice to have some of the old stalwarts back, the likes of Long Run and Tidal Bay making the seasonal reappearances.
Yeah, obviously Tidal Bay was a good winner, back over hers. And Long Run was very disappointing. So, it was probably the worst race that Long Run has ever ran. But they're not robots, unfortunately, and I'm sure he'll be back to his best before long.
Fingers crossed, anyway. You return then to the scene of your five-timer today, Carlisle, and you've got a pretty good book of rides, really, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got good chances. I've got good chances. Hopefully I'll have a winner somewhere along through the day, somewhere.
Okay, then.
So hopefully there's chances, you know.
Certainly. We'll kick things off with the 1 o'clock. It's a novice's handicap hurdle over 2 miles and one furlong. And you get the leg up on Nicky Richards Bernardelli, who certainly has a chance here off top weight.
Yeah, he's got a chance. He was second a couple of weeks ago. That was probably the best form he's shown when he was second. Hopefully he's got a good chance. It's a competitive little race. Turtle watch. I thought might be the one, Jim Goldie. Again, won well a couple of weeks ago at Kelso, and I thought he might be our biggest danger, really. Yorkist's another one of Brian Ellison's. His horse are in good form as always, and he might be next best. But it's a tough race. As I said, I thought Watch was the one we've got to beat.
Okay then. The 1:30 is the second race on the card. A new ride, Holywell, here for Jonjo O'Neill. Looked a nice prospect last season, and they're coming up against a couple of likely types here. Surely he has strong claims.
Yeah, he's got good claims. He's obviously more of a 3-miler. So he's starting off over 2.5 miles today. Hopefully it won't be a problem. He improved last season, no doubt, with each run. Hopefully he'll jump well. He's schooled okay at home, and hopefully he'll take a bit of beating. Obviously, Many Clouds and Knockahan are the obvious two. They were pretty good, decent hurdlers. We had 138, and the both actually had 138 over hurdles. So they're the obvious two dangers. Hopefully Hollywell's up to beating.
Okay then, the 2:05 is a novice's hurdle over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. 7 runners go to post in this one. A new ride, Oscar Fortune, once again for Jonjo O'Neill. He carries a penalty for his Huntingdon win last time out, and off the back of that, should go pretty close here.
Yeah, the penalty will obviously make it tough for him. He battled on well to win it at Huntingdon. The second horse, Speechfire, didn't do an awful lot to Frank the Farm at Ascot yesterday, which is a bit disappointing. There's a couple in here, obviously, that have decent enough form. Splash of Ginge of Nigel Davis was a good second to Creepy last time at Chepstow. It's pretty solid form, and we're we're giving him £7. And Deputy Dam is a good bumper horse. He won his two bumpers at Uttoxeter and at Exeter. So, yeah, tough race, but hopefully, Oscar Fortune has a chance.
Okay, then. The 240 is a listed contest, an intermediate chase over 2.5 miles. And you ride Tap Knight here for Lucinda Russell, who it's a bit of a similar race to Holywell's in that it's a horse that you clearly get on well with and has strong claims, but up against a couple of nice horses.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple in here, the likes of Hazy Tom, who's already had a run at Bangor. He won pretty well. He beat Lambro Lad and Lucky Landon, who won next time afterwards. But Tap Knight had good form. He was a little bit disappointing in the Arkle at Cheltenham, but ran better at the entry behind Captain Conan. Got beaten 15 lengths by Rajani Express at Ayr. Hopefully he's got a good chance. I just read that Lucinda Russell thought he might improve for the run a little bit, so hopefully he's fit enough to win. He's well in at the weights, but as I said, he'll need to be on his A game to beat the likes of Hazy Tom.
Okay then. We'll skip the 3:10 out because you don't have a ride in that. The 3:45 is a handicap chase over 3 miles and 2 furlongs. Looks like a trip that will really take some getting today. You ride Bescot Springs once again for Lucinda Russell, who's a really admirably consistent horse, but just struggling to get his head in front of late.
Yeah, you would just think that the handicapper might have got a hold of him, but he's been consistent, as you said. He's been second and third his last few runs. He seems to stay pretty well. Hopefully he's got a good chance. It's an open race. It is going to take some getting, there's no doubt about that. It's going to be a proper grill for them. You know, hopefully he's got a good chance. Lively Baron just got touched off there last time. Monster Cadu of Tom George is another one with a little chance. Global Power. You could make a case for him of Oliver Sherwood as well. Hopefully Bescot Springs has got a good chance. It's a very open race. I'm not sure. You know, Bescot Springs has probably got as good a chance as any of them.
Okay then. The final race that we'll look at is the final race on the card. It is a junior National Hunt flat race over 1 mile and 6 furlongs. Just the 6 runners go to post, but none of them have racecourse experience. You ride Red Lion Rock for the Lamb team. The market has you in as favourite. Do you think that's a decent guide?
I wouldn't have a clue. I would have thought they just picked out my one and just put it in as favourite. It's probably safest. I don't know much about him. James Nam said he goes okay. So, you know, it's a bit of the unknown for everyone. It's one of those races, I think, that, you know, there's a few stables in there that have good records. John Quinn, obviously Lucinda Russell. Who knows? I wouldn't know which one they'd fancy. I mean, hopefully mine's the best one. But unfortunately, we won't know until 4:15. So hopefully mine's the best one.
Okay. Great stuff, AP. Good luck with those 6 rides today. Hopefully you can chalk up another winner or two. And we'll catch up with you tomorrow ahead of... I believe you're at Kempton, is that right?
I think so. I'm not sure yet, to be honest.
Okay, grand.
Hopefully Kempton.
Okay, then. Talk to you then, AP. Cheers.
Thanks. Cheers. Bye-bye.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.